This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA+ news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hi there, I'm Joel King-Main and this is your QNN community update from NBC News. A Texas appeals court last Friday upheld a lower court's injunction blocking the state from investigating parents who provide their transgender children with gender-affirming medical treatments, which Governor Greg Abbott has called abusive. Abbott, a Republican, has ordered the State Department of Family Protective Services to carry out child abuse investigations into families whose children were receiving puberty blocker treatments in February of 2022. The appeals court in Austin upheld the district court judge's injunction in a pair of rulings last Friday, delivering a victory to LGBTQ+ groups, medical professionals, and civil liberty advocates opposing moves by conservative politicians in dozens of states to criminalize the provision of gender-affirming treatments for trans youth. Texas restricted gender-affirming care for youth back in 2023, making it one of more than a dozen states that currently bars young transgender people from receiving certain puberty blockers and hormone therapies, according to the Human Rights Campaign. From Q News. Police have charged three people in New Zealand accused of defacing a rainbow crossing in the CBD of the city of Gisborne last Monday night. Fundamentalist Christian vandals are targeting the rainbow installations in New Zealand. The vandals, who are supporters of the Evangelique and homophobic Destiny's Church, use white paint to cover up the rainbow colours. Local police charged two men, aged 36 and 46, and a woman aged 45 over the vandalism. Inspector Danny Kirk said detectives are also searching for a fourth suspect. He went on to say, "We consider that on the face of it, the alleged offending is consistent with a hate crime. We will seek to establish that as a fact during the ongoing investigations and court proceedings. This incident has caused concern for many people in our diverse community, and acts like this have no place here." From Star Observer. Advocacy group Just.Equal Australia is urging Labor and the Greens to ensure that discussions with the Labor Party concerning a bill addressing LGBTQ+ and religious discrimination encompass more than just school settings. Just.Equal Australia emphasised the broader issue of discrimination faced by the LGBTQ+ community in faith-based institutions beyond schools. Rodney Croom, a spokesperson for Just.Equal Australia, underscored the significance of addressing discrimination within public funded faith-based services such as hospitals, charities, and employment agencies. He highlighted discrepancies in state laws regarding discrimination in these settings and emphasised the need for uniform protections across the board. Additionally, Croom called for the inclusion of an LGBTQ+ human rights commissioner within the Australian Human Rights Commission, a policy previously endorsed by the ALP, but subsequently abandoned by the current leader, Anthony Albanese. He emphasised the need for dedicated representation for the LGBTQ+ community within the commission. Turning to QNN Sport now and from Out Sports. Out in the Ring, the documentary about the history of LGBTQ+ figures within pro wrestling, is receiving a physical release. The film was released on Blu-ray in North America via boutique film label ETR Media and was available to purchase on April 1st. To celebrate the film's release, 1,000 copies with a limited edition slipcover will be available alongside the standard Blu-ray. Out in the Ring delves into the experiences and stories of queer people in pro wrestling dating back 80 years, from modern tastemakers to groundbreakers of the past. Director-producer Ry Levy told OutSports in 2020, "This is the right time to tell this story and expose the rest of the world to these amazing talents and these amazing stories and the risks still to this day that these performers are taking." The film won multiple awards during its festival run, including Best Canadian Feature at Inside Out Toronto 2022, before landing on streaming service Fuse Plus last year. That's what's making news in the LGBTQIA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can download the podcast via your favourite podcast app. Just search QNN. I'm Joel King-Main.
QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.